The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. The weather forecast is telling me to settle in for a winter storm, so Planet Nancy made a docking maneuver at the public library this afternoon to get provisions. One of the books I brought home is called Design in Nature: How the Constructal Law Governs Evolution in Biology, Physics, Technology, and Social Organization. It's by Adrian Bajan, a scientist, and his ghostwriter, J. Peter Zane, and promises to engage the non-scientist reader from the first sentence to the very last word. From the book jacket and the first few pages, I'm able to glean that flow is a central concept in the book. Inside live plants and animals, stuff flows, always. When the flow stops, the thing is dead. This is also true of river systems, the book says, as well as lightning bolts and committees. The book will equate the presence of flow with the presence of life and propose a law of physics that says that flow is always trying to maximize itself, and that's what drives the evolution of everything from cells to social organizations. Pretty ambitious stuff. Some of the chapters are called Why Hierarchy Reigns, The Design of Academia, The Design of History. Others have names like The Birth of Flow, Witnessing Evolution, Seeing Beyond the Trees in the Forest. I'm willing to give this book a read, or a start. Get far enough to have, or despair of having, the experiences promised by the back cover. Never look at the world the same. Blow your mind with fresh interpretation. That'd be a cool thing to do in a snowstorm. A story from the introduction explains the value of using the constructal law to consider and interpret phenomena that have flow. The soil scientist Robert Elmer Horton spent years gathering data from maps and in the field, counting tributaries and river channels, and finding that regardless of the river system, every main stream tends to have about 4 tributaries. With a little bit of pencil and paperwork, flow scientists were able to calculate the same result, prompting the musing that, quote, "No doubt, Horton's empirical work made it easy for us to verify our findings, but had he known about the constructal law, he would not have had to perform innumerable measurements to reach the same conclusion," unquote. That reminded me of the scene from Saint-Exupéry's The Little Prince, where the little prince declines a pill that would make it so that he would never be thirsty again, saying that he'd probably only use the time he saved to take a pleasant walk to a well and have a cool drink. And it reminds me of this astonishing piece of paper that I hold right here in my hand, because when I saw it, I so couldn't believe it that for proof, I ripped it out of Sky Mall, the in-flight magazine for shopping at cruising altitude. It's an ad for a double dance mat, $39.98, ages 5 and up. In the picture, it's a colorful piece of plastic that spreads on the floor and somehow uses 2 C batteries to show nattily dressed multicultural children how to dance, a tableau of such rollicking good behavior. The headline reads, "Develop basic dance skills the best way, without distracting music." That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.